This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
500?
I'm pretty sure if you go on a secondary ticket site and try to look for tickets in the lower bowl of the arena, that they're priced probably, I might have exaggerated a little bit. Maybe floor seats are 500. I'm pretty sure if you're going to sit in a seat that's not up in peanut heaven, you're paying more than $300.
I also like Pearl Jam. I'm not paying $500.
But they're so far out of their prime, man. The time to pay $500 to see them was like in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Not in 2025.
I just don't want to see a grunge band anymore. If I was going to see one, it would have been Soundgarden.
Now, I'm saying this, and there's probably hundreds of people who are on their way listening who are like, F you, I love Pearl Jam. You don't know what you're talking about. Fair enough. It's not my area of expertise. Some would say sports are not even my area of expertise. But you would be wrong about that because they've paid me to host shows on this radio station for almost 16 years, so suck it. Again, I'm going off the rails because Chris isn't here and Donnie's not here, but that's kind of been the way things have gone today. Cabali kind of got me back to the equilibrium or back to center for a little bit, but now he's gone. So what are you going to do? Am I right about that? Did you look it up? Are tickets that expensive, or am I completely making that up out of whole cloth?
I'm going to look at that.
I'm not even sure what whole cloth is, but I've heard that expression for my entire life. And don't look up what whole cloth is because that's going to distract you even more. I'm more interested in the Pearl Jam thing.
Well, we have that like next fan host. Yeah. Like, competition at the Five Alarm Fire.
Wait, what?
You didn't know about that?
No. Are you even allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hold on, I'll send it to you.
Well, can you give me the abridged version of it right now? Because this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Here's the little thing that we have. Do you yell at your radio while listening to us because you think you can do better? Well, we have an opportunity for you to try and prove it. Come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, June 5th, which is the Five Alarm Fire, between 7 and 9 p.m., take part in our next up on the fan talent search.
Mm. Why am I just hearing about this now when it's less than a month away?
I don't know. For more information, including dates and locations.
That's not in the read for that event that I have from you.
I can send it to you.
But if I'm supposed to read it, I'll read it. But I think you gave me something else to read. Okay, did you get the Pearl Jam information, or are we just dragging our feet on that? Someone Maybe. Texted me today and said that...
Are we doing Ticketmaster or secondary website?
Aren't they one and the same right now because it's sold out? You can't show up at Pinch Arena and say, hello, sir, I'd like two tickets for Pearl Jam, and they have hundreds of tickets. Oh, pick wherever you want to sit. No, this is not... Sorry, Pirates, but this is not Pirates Brewers at 12:35 on a Wednesday. This is Pearl Jam, which I think sold out in minutes, and it's two shows, not just tonight. I feel like we're a Pearl Jam town.
Yeah, blue collar, big grunge.
Like nostalgic people who've lived here, who grew up on Pearl Jam in the 90s and now want to crack at seeing them? You still haven't found it, have you?
No website is loading because apparently...
The internet has stopped working? Okay.
$313 for the nosebleeds that are like next to like... next to the stage.
All right. So how about what I said regarding being in the lower bowl was $500, right? Or did I even lowball it?
There's $402 next to the stage. $429 for the lower bowl, but it's like in the very, very way back.
And that's is that before fees?
Including fees.
So, dude, you're paying almost $900 for two tickets if you want good seats at Pearl Jam. Somebody who's in this business texted me and said that it's cheaper to go to the Steelers' home opener against the Seahawks. And the Steelers' first home game is always a red-hot ticket because the weather's nice and people have waited all year to go to a Steelers game that means something. And Pearl Jam tickets, an act with a band that was at its best in 1993.
Well, somebody has their tickets in the pit listed at $2,793 per ticket. So if you're that obsessed, you could drop $5,000 on Pearl Jam.
But like that person who puts them on there is just an a-hole. Because they're never going to get that amount of money. And it's like, it's such a, that bothers me. You're not going to get that much. Why even put them there and annoy people with, you know, because what happens is you get sucked into it. Like, can you believe it costs this much to sit here at the concert? No, it doesn't. Somebody just came up with an astronomical price to list their tickets at and said to themselves, if some idiot wants to pay this much for tickets, I'll sell them. But if they don't, I'll just use them myself.
Well, okay. There's another pair of tickets, $1,858, that are no longer available because it was sold 5 hours ago. So somebody...
Oh, maybe you're right.
...bought two tickets for $2,000 apiece.
I'm actually going to take back what I just said, but that is still ridiculous, dude. What? Okay, so this is a discussion that I've had with friends a lot. Spending a lot of money on a concert versus spending a lot of money on a sporting event. And the spending a lot of money on a concert, people seem, at least in my circle of friends, to be more willing to do, not because they're not massive Steelers fans or Penguins fans or Pirates fans. It's just if you go and spend that money, you feel like you're almost guaranteed to have a good time. You're not necessarily guaranteed to have a good time if you spend that amount to go to, let's say, a Steelers playoff game, especially if it's been like the number of playoff games that they've had going back to 2016, where chances are good you're going to watch them fall behind huge in the first quarter, and you're going to be sitting there for 3 hours questioning why we're here, the point of life, why you've socked so much time and energy into something that doesn't reward you or give you anything back, you know, things like that. But if you like a band and you think they've still got their fastball, you spend $2,000 and you're going to get entertained for 3 hours tonight, right?
I would agree. Also because in the music industry, you don't know when people are going to tour again. Because some people just, you know, yeah, this is our farewell tour. You know the Steelers are always going to be there. You know the Penguins are always going to be there.
I disagree. Well, you know they're going to always play here, but you don't know how long. Like, look at the Pirates. You don't know when they're ever going to be in the playoffs again. So when you bought tickets to that wild card game in 2015, you might have thought, well, they've been good for 3 years. They'll be back here next year. They'll be back here soon. But you also, if you're realistic as a Pirate fan, had to think to yourself, this might not happen again for a very long, 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 long time. Which is why the tickets for that wild card game against the Reds were crazy, because there was a generation of fans who had never seen a Pirates playoff game before.
Also, probably a generation of people who have never seen
Pearl Jam. Yeah, that's why as I'm saying this out loud, I'm starting to justify why people are spending. Well, wait, actually, now I'm stopping myself again mid-sentence, which is never really good to do as a radio host because people need to follow your thoughts and what you're saying. Is it unusual for Pearl Jam to go on tour? Like, is this something that they almost never do, and that's why the tickets are so expensive? Are they, like, out of their cocoon or out of a cave for the first time in 10 years, and they're performing in Pittsburgh for the first time in, like, 15 years or something like that?
I mean, it could be a, like, an anniversary tour, which would make
it... So what's that mean, that they'll actually play the songs people like?
Normally, when bands do an anniversary tour of an album, they'll play that album front to back, including, like, all the B cuts and all the ones that they normally don't play.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it's so expensive.
I've lived here for 15 years. I think I'll probably live here for 15 more unless somebody forces me to leave. I feel like I've already seen, not personally, but I feel like I've lived here and seen promotions for Pearl Jam concerts in Pittsburgh 10 times. Might be a slight exaggeration.
Well, they've been on tour 25, 24, 23, yeah.
Yes, they keep coming, and they keep getting people to spend thousands of dollars to see them. So part of what you're saying, like, hey, this might be the last time, doesn't seem like it, bro. Seems like if you don't catch them in 2025, hey, who knows? You might get them again in 2026, and hey, if that doesn't work out for you, 2027 is right around the corner.
It looks like the last time they were on tour was 2022. So it's been 3 years. So, my favorite band, Slipknot.
Which is so weird for me to think of that, because you don't strike me as someone that wants to hear a group of musicians scream for 2 hours.
They scream so I don't have to.
Like, I have you pegged as more of like a Billy Joel type. Like, I have you, I think of you and I'm like, I could see you listening to Hall & Oates as you, like, get your chores done on a Saturday.
Not saying I don't listen to Hall & Oates and whoever else you just said that I
Yes, but
forgot.
They're, like, diametrically different from Slipknot. They have nothing in common with Slipknot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, like, multiple members of the band have passed away, and they went on hiatus for, like, 5 years. So, like, things happen in music where sports, they don't happen. Like, teams don't go on hiatus, except for the Steelers in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Sort of. I mean, I'm surprised that the tickets for Pearl Jam are so expensive. I guess I'm just going to circle back to that point. Which,
maybe they're just good. Maybe you just have to go see.
Also, going back to what I said at the beginning of this conversation, I feel like I like them, but not enough to spend close to $1,000 to have good tickets to watch them.
What is the artist that you would spend the willingly spend the most amount of money to go see?
Whitney Houston.
Alive.
I don't know why she just popped into my head, but she did for some reason. And she's dead, you're right. The current artist that I would see, that I would pay the most to see it right now.
Like $2,000, like we saw on this website I will not name. Like, is there any
Chris
artist?
Brown? No, that's not right either. Tom Petty, also dead. I keep thinking of things that are not that are no longer available or possible.
So
Van Morrison, is he still alive? How about Prince, also dead? Stop, Andrew. Like Rolling Stones, probably not. AC/DC, they were just here. Like them a lot, but I don't think I'm spending $2,000.
Van Morrison still alive, 79.
Not in his prime though. But then again, I don't really like musicians in their prime. I don't know if this is so hard. If Amanda wanted to go see Zach Bryan or somebody like that, I would spend the $2,000 because I know it would make her happy and I don't mind him either. Yeah, so I guess something like that.
What would make you happy?
Yeah. Honestly, what would make me happy is if she took a friend for $2,000 and I had a night to just sit on the couch and watch games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Biggest football story of the day coming up in about 15 minutes with Charlie. Donnie is off today. He's at a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach. Malzi told me a million times what he was doing today, but it went in one ear and out the other. So you've just got me at 4:15. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. I'm ecstatic to talk to our next guest. I still need to read his book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Seems pertinent and relevant right now, given the Steelers' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers, one of the great sports writers and authors ever. Ian O'Connor, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Ian, Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh. Before we get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff, I want to commend you. I read your Belichick book in 1 day, and I did not know before I read it that Belichick's grandparents were from here. And I also love the part at the end about how Bon Jovi went up to you and said you did a great job of getting the right story on Belichick. So kudos.
Well, thanks so much for the kind words, Andrew. I should point out that Bon Jovi asked me if Bill had said anything to me about this unauthorized biography. And I said, John, you've known him for 40 years. Do you really think Bill's going to compliment me on a book he didn't want written? So, no, that never happened. But I appreciated that. And thanks again.
You bet. I want to start with this current Aaron Rodgers melodrama for the Steelers. And based on what you learned about Rodgers from this book, does any of what's happening right now with him surprise you?
No, not one bit. Now, I do think there'll be a happy ending, at least for him, and we'll find out for the Steelers and their fan base. I suspect if I had $100 to put down, my feeling is he'll be in uniform June 10th for the start of the mandatory minicamp. I don't know about OTAs, in a couple of weeks, on the 27th. I don't know about that one, but I think that word mandatory, after what he went through last year when he missed 2 practices to be checking out the pyramids in Egypt, he took so much grief for that.
Yeah.
That I think he will honor that, and my suspicion is that Mike Tomlin has given a verbal sign-off to that already. So that would be my bet if I had $100 right now. June 10th, he'll be in mandatory minicamp as quarterback of the Steelers.
Ian, how much do you think football still matters to Aaron Rodgers?
I think a lot. And I think that's why I believe, anyway, that Pittsburgh is actually a perfect place for him to finish his career. He needs to get back to being a football player. He fell in love with this game a long time ago. And he entered the league really as a football player, as a football nut. He loves to study the game and talk it. And over the years, of course, he's become this personality and very polarizing personality away from the field. And I just think after what happened last year with a very dysfunctional franchise with the Jets, the Steelers, a storied franchise, and just the way that community has a bond with the organization. It really is like Green Bay. The only difference is Pittsburgh is, what, three times bigger in terms of population. But Pittsburgh and Green Bay have a very similar feel, at least to me as an outsider, in the way they feel about their team and the bond that the organization has with the community. So I think Tomlin, a guy he has a lot of respect for, the history of the Steelers, and it's interesting, of course, his one ring came at the expense of Pittsburgh. But I think it's actually, it has a chance anyway to be a great marriage and a great place for him to finish his career.
Ian O'Connor, Aaron Rodgers biographer, our guest here. His book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, is available. And if you're a Steelers fan who wants to bone up on Rodgers, it's a great place to go. He said on McAfee's show that there were personal things going on with his life that delayed him signing with any NFL team. You talked to probably several members of Aaron Rodgers' past and maybe present personal connections to write this book. What did you infer? What did you take from him saying that, Ian?
Yeah, and it's interesting. When you're an author, you publish a book, you promote it, and then you sort of move on to the next book, which I've already done. I'm already deep into my next project. And so I'm not doing the consistent day-to-day reporting on his life that I did when I talked to 250 people in doing that book. But I have occasionally reached out, and the sense I got was, I think I have a pretty good sense of what it is, and I don't think it's something that would prevent him from playing football. And as far as his family goes, as you know, he's been estranged from his family.
Right. I think that's why that comment was kind of took people by surprise, because they're aware of that, what you just said, Ian.
I can tell you, Andrew, that early last year, first week really of the season, the Jets season, there was some positive, a couple of positive emails that went back and forth between Aaron and his family for the first time in 10 years, really. And there was a chance after that 49ers opener that the Jets lost that he might have seen them. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. But then late in the year, I mean, so much was going on negatively on and off the field for Rodgers in New York. I think that the hope that was there early in the season dissipated and was gone. But I did reach out to his father, frankly, and asked, I hate to ask this question, is there anything health-wise with your family that, and he said, no, we actually, we haven't talked to Aaron and we don't know what he's referring to. We heard and saw what he said on McAfee. And talking to a couple other people close to Aaron, I think I have a sense of what it might be. I'm not comfortable repeating it
That's fine.
Right now, but I don't think it would prevent him from playing football with the Steelers.
Ian, I think one of the concerns Steelers, well, it's not actually a concern all the way around, but one of the things people might expect to happen is when he gets here, he's going to take charge of things. He's going to want things his way. He's going to want the offense tailored to him. He's going to want the playbook completely tailored to him. That the Steelers are basically going to run the Aaron Rodgers offense and not Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith's offense. Based on all the football reporting you did for this book, do you think that that's a fair expectation?
I think anyone who fears that, whether you're a Steeler fan or somebody inside the organization, I think that's a very rational and logical fear. But my observation, particularly the way it went down with the Jets, he got his way. He ran that franchise for 2 years, and of course he got hurt the first year, which might have really negatively impacted the second year. But he was the GM of that team, and it was a failure. Mm-hmm. It was a flop. It was a Hollywood-sized flop. So I really think he's been humbled to some degree. I'm sure he doesn't think it was largely his fault the way it played out. That's why I think the Steelers are perfect for him. Mike Tomlin is not going to let him do that. That organization is a stable one. And again, I know the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in a number of years, but to take it from somebody who has watched terrible football in New York for a long time, we would sign up for the Steelers experience every day of the week. And you know, listen, if the Giants have an opening next year and Tomlin and Pittsburgh get tired of each other, I'm pretty sure he'd be the head coach of the Giants. So I think that going to an organization where that's a non-starter. That is not going to happen. I think it's better for him and allows him to go back to being a football player, a quarterback. And I don't think they'll throw the ball as much with him. I think the Jets put way too much on his right arm. And I think it'll be a more balanced attack, just a more stable organization for him to be a part of. Now, you could argue, well, listen, he's led them on here for weeks and weeks, and it never ends. This seems like the old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I just think verbally, behind the scenes, not that he guaranteed it, but he's told them, listen, I'm going to play for you, okay? I just don't want to go there and then miss part of mandatory mini camp because of my personal issues. I'm pretty sure they're going to be solved by the end of May, at least to my satisfaction, where I can give you my all. So that's where I think it is, and I think there's no way the Steelers would have waited until Will Howard late in the draft to address that position if they didn't know that it was virtually a guarantee that Rodgers would sign with them.
Ian O'Connor with us, Aaron Rodgers biographer. His book that came out last year, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, is one I look forward to reading soon. You said that, you know, he grew up as a football addict, and even when he was in Green Bay, he was a football junkie and all those things, and we've seen his personality evolve publicly over the last few years. You know, I've brought this up before about quarterbacks in their 40s, and really the only success story at 41 is Brady. Other guys were good at 40, like Favre, but by the time they got to Rodgers' age, they were done, Ian. Do you think that Rodgers is wired the same way Tom is, where, like, right now he's doing things that are going to make him a better quarterback in September when the season starts?
I do. And I'm not saying he has the same intangibles as Brady showed throughout his career. I think, obviously, Aaron is more physically talented than Brady. I had a quote from Brady to an NFL head coach a few years ago where he said, if Aaron played in my system with Belichick, he'd throw for 7,000 yards every year. This was in his prime, of course.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And I know exactly where Brady was when he said it. I think he tried to deny that, but he did say it. I think that Rodgers in the offseason, he's a workaholic. And I mean, he does take care of his body as best he can, and he loves the game. I think one thing that I know the beat writers, by the way, in New York really enjoy covering him. If you go up to Aaron at his locker and you have a big picture thing you want to talk about in the league, he loves talking football. He's like a computer. I think he'd be a great network analyst if he says he doesn't want to do it. But if he ever does, he'd be terrific at it. And I actually think that as seriously as people in Pittsburgh take football, that they're going to enjoy Aaron Rodgers, because I think he will concentrate on the field. He knows this is his last chance to get back to a Super Bowl. He knows it was an embarrassment in New York largely, and he's the face of that embarrassment, whether that's fair or not, that's the case. So I actually think this is, it may be me as an optimist, but I think this is going to work out. Do I think the Steelers will win the Super Bowl next year? No. But if you told me 11-6 with at least one playoff victory, the first with that franchise since, what, 2016?
Yep.
I think that's realistic. I think that this could be a success story and certainly a worthy ending for him, which he didn't get in New York.
Ian, it's an honor to talk. I've loved your work for a long time from afar. Thanks for coming on and talking about Aaron Rodgers with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
There you go, Ian O'Connor. Seriously, though, his books are fantastic. Wrote one about Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. The Belichick book I mentioned. I mean, I'm not a Patriots fan. I hate the Patriots and Belichick, but to dive into, I mean, he really got into all the Spygate and Deflategate stuff, and Belichick being a maniac, which now makes, I probably should have asked him about that, actually, like what his take is now on this whole Jordan Hudson scenario.
Apparently, Gronk and Julian Edelman want to take him on his bachelor party whenever, if ever they get married.
That's good. That's a great spin. I said this to the guys, I think a week or two ago. He won't do it, but Netflix really should try to coax him into doing a roast. And whatever they offer Brady, offer the same amount of money to Belichick, which would be just a ton, and just get those comedians out there going at him for that situation now, because I think it would be gold.
Yeah, but maybe they'll do the no jokes about this like they did with
then you can't do it. Then you can't do the roast. You need that. That would be the whole thing. The whole point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie is in Myrtle Beach getting wasted on a bachelor party trip. Not his bachelor party, but one of his buddies from high school. So we've got Charlie pinch hitting today. And by the way, the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Cintas, True Green, Don's Appliances, and Hampton Beer Outlet. All right, Charles. You got big shoes to fill.
The debrief.
Although I'm not sure if you have big shoes to fill, because I'm not sure what size shoes Donnie wears. He's probably, what, 5'10"?
No, I would say he's 5'11", 6 foot, same as me.
5'11". I don't think he's 6.
We all can't be 6'7" like you.
What size shoe does the average 5'11 man wear?
Probably like
13s?
No, like a 11 and a half.
What's considered big feet for someone that's 6 feet tall?
Probably like 14, 15. I don't know.
Do you think there's anyone who's under 6'5 listening to our show who wears shoes that are bigger than size 15?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. There's probably a couple athletes who are.
Those are some clown shoes, brother.
Well, what does Shaq wear? Like a size 22?
Yeah, I said under 6'5".
Under 6'5"?
That was the caveat there.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody. Somebody out there who's probably have like abnormally large feet.
I dated, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I thought she was a very, very attractive girl. And of course, it didn't work because it's me. Who had very big feet.
Apparently. Well,
and congratulations
on all your
success. It was actually a little bit intimidating.
Because she had big feet? Was she a swimmer?
No. She wore like a men's 12.
Oh. How tall was she?
She was almost 6 feet tall.
It has big feet.
Yeah.
Apparently Sandra Bullock has big feet.
Like the toes themselves are big or the length of the foot is big or both?
I don't know. This is what I've heard. I've never Googled.
Just out of curiosity, who's passing her feet information off to you? Rex Ryan? I mean, what's going on here?
I just saw it somewhere one time.
Where are you just seeking out information like this?
It was just
you're
one of
sitting
those,
around,
like,
just like,
just scrolling, and somebody said it in an interview. Like, did you know that Sandra Bullock has big feet? And apparently Sandra Bullock
someone who didn't date Sandra Bullock is just putting their two cents in on the size of her feet? That kind of seems inappropriate.
People are weird, man.
Where do you come down on the foot fetish?
I don't understand it. I'm not really a... Yeah, I know. I just... Feet are meant to be on the ground. The ground is disgusting. I know you have shoes, but sometimes shoes smell.
How about people that are like going away from shoes and feel like you need to have bare feet on the ground to stay grounded
that
and all
is
that
so,
stuff?
Like that one dude that plays
Mac Hollins for the Bills.
Wear socks at least. No, I need to be barefoot everywhere. No,
I was
crazy.
At the Super Bowl, man, and he was in L.A., and he was walking around downtown Los Angeles in bare feet and at the Super Bowl facility in bare feet. Why making that face?
See, this is why I like having the text lineup. Somebody said my son just turned 13. He's 6 foot and wears a 12 and a half already. Another guy says my nephew is 6'3", 270. He's 17, wears a 16.
Like, I don't think you can go to just, say, the Good Feet store, and I'll mention them because they advertise with us and give them a pop. Can you go to a place like that and just, oh, give me a size 17 or 16, and they just pull it off the rack? No, those got to be specially ordered,
yeah, there's
right?
got to be some sort of, like, a limit of the size.
Anyways, you have a debrief?
The debrief, May 15th, 2023. Apparently, the NFL is looking to reseed their playoffs to where the division winners don't get the top four seeds. The division winners will clinch a playoff spot. However, it will be reseeded based off of record.
I love this. I'm a fan of this. Before the NHL went to the division format for the playoffs, which
stupid.
I hate, but I also didn't like before when they had the Southeast division and that team would usually go 500 and win the division.
Like the Panthers.
And they would get seeded third in some years. I think the Devils did this actually one year. This
in
might
2012.
Have been the year they went to the Stanley Cup final, right?
2012. They were the sixth seed
right.
and they had like 105 points.
And they like, and I think they even screwed around so they made sure they played three in the first round.
Correct. And they still, it still took them seven games to beat the Panthers though. But it's.
But you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I don't think. Because the point, because Chris and I and Donnie have debated this before, and Donnie is one of these strict, if he was here, he would be the division purist guy.
Mm-hmm.
But my argument against that, too, is it screws up the playoffs for everybody else. When you just seed a team third because it won a division, when there are teams with better records that get seeded below them, it has consequences and ramifications for the playoffs moving forward that aren't fair, in my opinion.
Correct.
So that's why I think if you win the division, you should get in. You should not get guaranteed a home game. The Vikings had a better season than the Rams last year. They should have gotten a first round home game, and the Rams should not have, just because they won a lousy division. When the Broncos went 8-8, they should not have hosted the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, who went 12-4. That's not cool.
Didn't the Seahawks host when they had a
7-9, and they beat the Saints? And here's why that was screwed up. This makes the point I was just making to you. So the Falcons had the best record in the NFC that year. Mm-hmm. I think they did. They had the best record in the NFC. So Green Bay was the sixth seed, and Green Bay beat Philly in Philly. So then Green Bay went and played Atlanta, who had the best record, and 7-9 Seattle, who was technically the four seed, went to Chicago. The number one seed should have played the 7-9 team.
I would
not
agree.
The 10-6 seed. But Seattle got seeded four just because they won a division. And that allowed Chicago to go to an NFC Championship game, which is the last time that happened. And Charlie, if you can tell me the name of the quarterback who played for the Bears in the NFC Championship game when Jay Cutler got injured, I will give you $50 right now.
Kyle Orton?
Wrong.
That was a good guess, though.
It was. That wasn't a bad guess. If Austin made the guess, I'd be making fun of him right now, but that's because Austin thinks he's a little bit too big for his britches.
Wait, what was the year again?
2010.
Not Rex Grossman.
No, he was long gone.
Not Orton.
Also, it's sad that like this doesn't seem like a relevant topic because no one actually thinks the Steelers are going to be a division winner who takes advantage of this kind of stuff or loses out on this kind of stuff.
Would the Steelers' seeding have been affected?
Yeah, I just told you in 2011 it
would. No, like this past year, would they have not played the Ravens? There were a couple 10-7 teams with tiebreakers.
No, it was seeded right, I think, this year. Let me double check. Oh, wait. Actually, I take that back. That's not true. Because Houston would not have hosted a first-round game, right? Were the Texans 9-8? Because
they were 10-7.
Yeah, because week 18's goofy. Some teams play to win and pick up a BS extra win or pick up a stupid loss because they just mailed it in. Okay, so the playoffs, I think, would have been the same.
Three teams were 10-7 last year. Texans, Steelers, and
the Broncos got in at 9-8 or 10-7.
10-7, yeah.
Okay, so the difference there would have been the Chargers would have hosted the Texans.
Yeah, because they were 11-6.
Yeah, which is the way it should be, right? Do you disagree with me on this?
No, I agree. Based on it should go off of your record. When the NHL, they don't really like they had it right way back when they reseeded.
I think the NHL had it right back in the early 80s. Like 1980, for example. You weren't alive back then.
I was not, no.
When it was just an open tournament and one played 16, eight played 9.
Oh, that's right. They did
played 12, four played 13. Yeah. It sounds like you don't like that. You made a noise. Nah. Like
no.
Here's why. Can I just make a quick elevator pitch for why I like that?
Of course. That's why we're here.
It's you get more random playoff matchups that way. And instead of playing the same teams over and over again, like Leafs, Panthers every year.
And the Kings and Oilers
every year, exactly.
Played each other each of the last 4 years in the first round,
yes.
Costing people jobs because you can't beat the best player in the damn sport.
Right. You could play 31 other teams in the first round.
I like that more than the problem I have with it is, and I don't want to get on a tangent,
tangent away. It's a Friday.
I much rather prefer the 1-8. Instead of the same old, like you wanted to build rivalries. How do you build rivalries with playoff matchups? We already know that the Panthers and the Leafs are a rivalry. We already know that the Oilers and the Kings are all rivalry. We don't need to be just hit on a hammer with it every year. And then when we ask Gary, hey, can you think about changing it? No, we think that it's one of the greatest things ever, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Hey, I have to be nice to Gary Bettman because he came on our show recently. So he's the only commissioner that's done that. Except the one time Rob Manfred did, and he hung up on me and Cook.
He hung up on you?
Yes, I'll tell you that story in a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.